3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburgernert. I'm here with Hayden Yadamio, senior soccer player. Well, not really senior, you got another year left. Originally, you're from Gilbert, Arizona. Talk about what life was like growing up there and your family and any siblings.
Yeah, so I have 3 siblings, all younger than me, 2 brothers and 1 sister. We're all pretty close in age, so that was pretty cool growing up, kind of having just like 3 automatic friends
sure.
that, you know, you could hang out with, mess around with. We were all very competitive, as you probably could imagine growing up. Just always trying to be the best sibling, I guess, which was a good thing, elevated us, obviously,
sure.
to try and do good in school, do good in sports, just for bragging rights.
Sure.
But again, obviously, they're doing great things right now as well. So growing up in Gilbert was awesome. I was kind of born and raised there. Went to Perry High School, started club soccer at a young age. I think it was like 9 years old.
Okay.
I didn't really play too many other sports. I mean, I think I played like flag football, baseball.
Sure.
Baseball was like my second sport, but my father was a soccer player. He played semi-pro indoor soccer, so he definitely wanted at least one of his kids to kind of run with soccer, and
sure.
it happened to be me. So started club at 9, just kept going.
What club did you play for?
I played for a lot of different clubs.
Okay.
I started at a club called Sereno, then went to SC Del Sol,
okay.
then moved to Legacy, which where I spent, I think, 4 years of my
sure.
time there, so that was like a majority thing, kind of from middle school into high school.
Gotcha.
Then my like couple years in high school was a lot of different changes. I went to Sereno again after that for 1 year, and then moved to Arsenal. Which is where I finished up there.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Like FC Arsenal, like there's like a sister club of them?
No, it was Arizona Arsenal
okay.
Soccer Club.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's one of the bigger clubs in Arizona, but
sure.
it's not a sister club. It's
sure.
a Premier League team.
You mentioned 3 siblings. You said they're kind of not soccer players. Are they in sports or what are they doing?
Yeah, so my brother Evan, he goes to Arizona State. He's
okay.
a year younger than me, so he's a junior. He played baseball, but then he's majoring in computer science as well as
sure.
me, so he's doing really good things there. Brandon is a hockey player.
Okay.
Hockey's big in Arizona, believe it
yeah.
or not.
Yep.
So that's what he's been doing. And then my sister Megan was a huge gymnast for a lot of her, I guess, early life,
sure.
and then now she's a cheerleader for the high school, so
okay.
that's what she's doing.
So do you still stay pretty close with all your siblings for the most part?
I try to check in on, because I mean, it's difficult being away,
yeah.
Just in a completely different state.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like I missed a lot of them growing up a little bit. It's hard to believe my sister's already 16 years old. But I try to stay in touch. I mean, they'll come see some of my soccer games when they have like a break from school, so that's
sure.
always cool to see them and hang out with the family, go out to dinner or something.
You mentioned your dad was a semi-pro soccer player. Did he play collegiate too?
No, he had opportunities too, but he wanted to go in the direction of electrical engineering.
Okay.
And I guess the schools that had interest in him did not have the best program, so he decided to run with going the educational route. He does mention, he's like, because now that I'm playing collegiate soccer, he's like, I wish I played. So
yeah
it's kind of funny.
Yeah. So it was kind of predetermined what you were going to do with your life, soccer player and engineer for a dad?
Yeah, I mean, my dad is definitely pushing my brother Evan and I to go into the technical field. Definitely when I was in high school, he was kind of pushing for kind of electrical engineer because that's kind of what he was familiar with.
Sure.
But that's just not something that like struck an interest in me. So went the computer science route. And,
sure.
So
when you were in high school, were you guys pretty successful as a team or individually too?
So for high school soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So my junior year, we made it to the 6A state quarterfinals, which I believe, tied the farthest our high school program has ever been. And that was under a new head coach, brand new team. I mean, our team was full of juniors that were on JV and moving up.
Sure.
So that was very cool experience. And then senior year, unfortunately, we bombed out first round when we were projected to go pretty far. So, you know, that was unfortunate, but it was a great experience. I mean, getting to play with some of your best friends
sure.
was awesome. You're playing club, and that's like with all your club teammates, but then you see all these kids at school every day.
Yeah.
So again, it's comparable to, you know, South Dakota Mines.
Yeah.
And then individually, I guess was voted into the first team all conference my senior year. Won team offensive MVP, was the captain of that team. And then I believe I had 10 goals and 3 assists my senior year. So yeah, it was a good year for me.
Yeah, for sure. When did it start to like hit you that maybe college soccer was going to be an option for you?
Oh, very, very early on. Again, I fell in love with the sport. That's, again, all I really thought about. In high school, I guess ninth grade, that's when my club team, we started going to showcases.
Okay.
And again, contact with college coaches at freshman,
sure.
there's not much
yeah.
that goes there, but it's good to kind of get your name out there. And then I attended a lot of ID camps. I think the first one was the summer before my sophomore year. So I knew from a very early age that I wanted to try and, you know, go play somewhere sure. in college.
Sure. And when you started to get into your more your recruitment process, what kind of schools, I guess, stood out to you, and then why South Dakota Mines?
Yeah, so I definitely had a lot of interest from couple of Division II schools and some JUCOs in the area, as well as some NAIAs in the Arizona area as well. I guess South Dakota Mines really stuck out to me because, again, education has always been a priority for me. That's kind of what my mom and dad kind of drilled into me. I mean, obviously a Division II program competing in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, which is one of the top two conferences for soccer in
yeah.
Division II.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's just a win-win, as well as kind of being told that I would have a chance to come in and compete and, you know, help the team from day one. So
sure.
couldn't really turn down that opportunity.
Yeah, and then once you got here, what was kind of like, I know one of the biggest thing that freshmen kind of battle with here is relearning time management with kind of the academic rigors here.
Mm-hmm.
What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, so I guess in high school, I mean, I'm sure everyone comes in not having to study or anything like that. My freshman year was unfortunately the COVID year.
Right.
Again, we didn't have much soccer going on. I had a lot of free time that I may not have used like to benefit me academically. And I guess I did fine my first semester, but I know I have like a standard I set for myself, and after like having talks with my parents as well, I knew that I needed to change something. So
sure.
I came back in the spring with like a different mindset of, again, time management, studying. I mean, it really does get stressful, and it's like a huge difference from coming from high school. So I had to adapt quickly, obviously, because I wanted to remain eligible, and I was able to do so.
Sure. And then kind of that freshman year, you mentioned it being the COVID year. How like frustrating was that to only, I think you only played 6 games that year. How frustrating was that to just, this is all we get this year?
Yeah, I mean, that was super weird coming in the fall with kind of like our spring season. So we had, I guess, 6 weeks to train, which was kind of cool, kind of getting acclimated to the team, kind of the speed of play at which, you know, you're playing at a D2
yeah.
level. But then in the spring, I mean, super excited, super nervous for the games. And I guess the first couple games, I got some minutes, but I wasn't super confident in my ability. I was able to kind of overcome that and earn a starting spot for our last 2 games. But then it was done. And
yeah.
it was, again, really frustrating because I felt like I was starting to get, you know, my feet under me and starting to play with the confidence I knew I had and the quality I knew I could show.
Sure.
But again, quick turnaround, we played again the next fall. So that was,
yeah.
you know, I was the whole summer training super hard, super excited for the season to come.
Yeah, and let's just talk a little bit about, you know, going from where the team was that year to now. How much growth have you just seen overall in the program?
Oh yeah, it's tremendous. Coming in my freshman year, we had a huge roster, but I think that the culture was more like, it's okay to lose, like, and like, we're going to lose these games and it's okay. We just need to, like, I don't know, move on and kind of laugh it off or whatever. But again, this year, I think that our culture has completely shifted. I mean, practices are more intense, more competitive. You got players that are, again, texting me all the time asking me, hey, is there something I can be doing? What do you think I can be doing to, you know, improve? And then I guess a lot of the freshmen come in. I mean, as you can tell, we had a huge freshman class. Their willingness to learn and take, like, constructive criticism from both the coaching staff and captains is something that we have not really seen in the past. Just a lot of players having, like, oh, you're telling me this, I don't want to do this, I think I'm doing everything fine. And it's more for individuals and not for the team. But this year, I mean, it's a brotherhood. It seriously is. I mean, I got good friends that are freshmen, you know?
Yeah.
And again, next year when I come in, I'm going to try and keep that culture for incoming freshmen as well. And it's a very tight-knit group. There's no cliques that usually kind of happen.
Sure.
So again, I think the culture of the team switching is kind of what is showing success this year for us.
Sure. And how much, I mean, how proud does that make you? Because you're going into your second year as a captain, even if you don't feel like it's all because of you, but taking some part and being a part of that culture shift, how important is that to you?
Yeah, it's massive. I knew coming in kind of the project that this program was, and I was willing to be a part of it, willing to try and, you know, come in at one point and then leave, and leaving the program a little higher than where it was at. So I knew, obviously, that was going to be what I was kind of stepping into when I came into this program. But it brings great pride as well. I mean, we had our senior day yesterday. We had our six seniors graduating, and all six of them had a huge part to play in shifting the culture of the team, having competition and trainings. I mean, hats off to those six players, because they will definitely be missed next year.
Yeah, and I mean, you came out of senior day, you got a win, a pretty dominant win, 3-1. I think you doubled them up in shots and shots on goal. You tied the all-time career assist record, which I know we talked about a few months ago. How cool is that for you to just send those seniors home? Well, there's still season left, but send those seniors with a win on senior day and tie that record.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, they had a lot of their families out there. We had a huge crowd just because it was senior day. Had a great ceremony before. It was definitely special. There's something in the air. I mean, the first half we had our chances, but we went into halftime. We weren't, like, frantic. We're like, it's all right. It's going to come. We're ready. And then came out in the second half, and like you said, just domination. And it was awesome to see, obviously, Garrett Cole get that goal on his senior day.
Yeah.
Which, again, I told him, I was like, he's just following the scripts, because that's what was going to be written. But again, great team win, and then the seniors were very happy, obviously, just because having their families there to see that, and just the atmosphere was electric, yeah.
Sure. And switching over to the classroom side of things a little bit, you're a computer science major. Any ideas what you want to do going forward once you do graduate?
Yeah, so I am definitely looking at becoming a software engineer in the future. Company obviously still to be decided. I have another, I guess, semester next fall, so I'll have an internship hopefully this coming summer. But yeah, software engineering is something I'm interested in. That's kind of what I did last summer at my previous internship, and definitely solidified. Again, this is what I want to do for a full-time career. And that's like a rewarding feeling, just like realizing, okay, I'm not doing this for nothing.
Yeah, and you said you have a fall left. When you kind of look back, I mean, maybe it's a little too early yet, but when you kind of look back on everything you've done here in the program, once you graduate, what do you kind of hope that's your lasting memory?
Yeah, I guess leaving like an imprint on the program where players can remember me as someone that they could always go to for anything they need, someone that has a positive attitude and is leading by both voice and example. And then obviously just having these relationships with my teammates, not just when I'm here, but in the future as well. I've made, again, some very good friends here that will be my brothers for life. So just leaving like an imprint on the program and leaving it better than when I came in.
Sure. Just the last question for you. What would you tell a high school senior who is considering coming to South Dakota Mines?
Yeah, I would say buckle up because obviously it's a lot of work, but it's very doable with the correct mindset. And then if they were coming in to play soccer, just this program is going to new heights every single year. So very exciting times. Come in, work hard, and then just be ready for challenges because they will arise. But it's brighter, there's brighter times ahead. So,
thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.